Some other guys ain't got no style. We know what's up before we go down. This is the rundown. This is the rundown. If you ain't know the deal, I bet you know now. This is the fans' voice. You little folks care. This what the people need and what they want now. This is the rundown. This is the rundown. If you ain't know the deal, I bet you know now. This is the rundown. This is the rundown. This is the rundown. If you ain't know the deal, I bet you know now.
Yeah. What up, though? How y'all doing out there? Welcome to the Rundown Sports Podcast. I am your host, CL. And joining me by phone is my co-host, Easy, a.k.a. Slim, a.k.a. Easy's Life. Say what up to the people, man.
What's good, y'all? How y'all feeling today?
All right. Now, well, a couple things we got on the agenda today. We're going to set the tone, let you know who we are. We're going to let you know what this podcast is, what to expect from this podcast, and we're going to talk a little bit of sports just to know the angles that we're coming from. Now, before I get into all that, I'd like to just take this moment to thank all of you right now. For one, I know you're here because you're a sports fan. I'm looking forward to talking sports with you all, and I feel like you took your time to get this. I don't care if it's on an iPod, iPhone, pad, Android tablet, Galaxy S3, Nextel chirp, BlackBerry with the square.
Don't forget the Metro with the Metro face, man.
Yeah, any of them. I don't care how you getting it right now. I'm just glad you're here, and I hope you're going to enjoy everything that you're about to experience. Now, like I said, my name is CL, a.k.a. CL, the main event, a.k.a. the educated fanatic. And I pretty much can sum myself up in them two a.k.a.'s right there. For one, CL, the main event, that's my pseudo stage name. That's what I use when I do my music. You know, I record, I write, I dabble in the production, and I do a lot of things out there. And anytime you see that on the internet, y'all just gonna know that's me out there. Now, the educated fanatic side, I guess it's a bit of an understatement to say that I'm a sports fan. And I know you, Slim, I know you probably the same way. Well, I know you're the same way because that's how we hooked up. And that's why we're doing this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what I mean by that is you're the person in your circle that everybody wants to talk to when it's about sports or they got a question about sports. You know, you can be readily identified by the people around you, but your fam knows, your friends know, your significant other knows who you are. We're doing a little bit of everything. And that really just comes from my background. You know, being in a family where everybody is involved in sports, where the grandmother coaches, the uncles on the baseball team, all that type of stuff. So this sports thing runs deep in me. And however you want to talk about it or slice it up, I'm willing to go there with you. So that's just a little bit on me. I guess, oh yeah, by the way, I am a Saints fan. I'm not going to hide that from nobody, but I am not biased, not one bit. I will take a chance to trash on them Falcons when I do, but besides that, you're going to get a fair point from me all day. But go ahead, Easy. Tell me a little bit about yourself. And then we're going to get started.
What's good, y'all? What's good? I'm going to keep it real short, sweet, y'all. You know what I'm saying? My name is Easy, a.k.a. Slim, a.k.a. Easy Life on Twitter. Hit me up anytime. And just like CL, I also do the music. I write, I record. You know what I'm saying? I also do the production, the mixing, the engineering. And I also promote. You know what I'm saying? I promote heavy for a lot of different events. So, once again, if you see me out there, see the Easy Life, or you see Easy anything, Grind Mode Entertainment, anything, just know that's me also. And straight from Atlanta. Yep, that's me. Straight from Atlanta. Atlanta everything. Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Thrashers. No, no, we don't have them no more. We lose it everything. Yeah, that's. But yeah, I'm an Atlanta fan, and but I'm like you said, I'm not biased. I'm gonna keep it everything all the way 100 about every situation. You know what I'm saying? Just right now, my Falcons are looking like boo boo. I can't deny it, and I'm not gonna sit here and tell you something differently. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep everything 100, and enjoy myself, and let y'all enjoy yourself, and give y'all the best perspective of sports on a podcast I think that we can deliver for you people.
Now, I'm gonna just add to that, and we're gonna get to what's going on with them Falcons a little bit later in this conversation.
Oh yeah, you know that's gonna come up. You know it's gonna come up.
But just to reiterate what I was saying earlier, as you can see, I am a Saints fan. He is a Falcons fan. And we both keep it real all the time. So don't worry about too much bias. You know what I'm saying? They might get a little more mentions because, you know, we're going to keep this entertaining. So you're going to see a few jabs here and there. So just look forward to that. Y'all rock with us. We good people. I know y'all good people. So let me just give y'all a little background of what the Rundown or the Rundown Sports is really about. Now, you got the blog and you got this podcast. It's really part of a movement, and it's really to get the fans another voice and another place to really get out there and get them a chance to talk about things that the media isn't talking about. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this is infotainment. So if you're looking for your news, you got plenty of cable channels, websites, blogs, and Twitter feeds you can follow and get your news. We're not bringing that to you. Now, if I break something, that is what it is. But that's not my aim. My aim is to get another conversation going with you all so we can talk about things that we, the fans, have noticed. And I guess you will see a little bit more of the Southeast coverage because that's where we're located. This podcast is straight out of Atlanta, Georgia. We have access, but we're in close proximity of Atlanta sports teams, Southeastern Conference college football, you know, all those different things. We're right here with it. You know, NFC South. And you're going to get a little bit more of that talk because when we do a few of the things that we're going to add on to this movement, you'll really see what it's going to jump into. Now, I don't want to keep rambling on that tip, but when I said earlier that this is your podcast too, that's because almost every week, we're going to make sure you're featured in this podcast. We're going to open up the shout box. You can call, leave us a message, you know, around 45 seconds at the most, just whatever it is that you have to say. I'll be giving out that information at a later time. Y'all just keep on the lookout. Y'all keep following us on the blog, therundownsports.wordpress.com, at the Rundown Sports on Twitter. You can even email us therundownsports@gmail.com and get in on us in the conversation. You can get with me at CL the Main Event on Twitter. If you got anything to say, whether it just be feedback or to just get in the conversation, whatever you want to do, just let me know right then and there. Now, the other half of my mission with this podcast is to get a little more diversity in there. Now, Slim, how much do you listen to podcasts? You don't really listen to podcasts like that, do you?
I can't say that I do. Not really.
Okay. Now, that's because Slim has a little more time on his hands, and he can pretty much digest his information on TV. Now, myself, I'm a little bit on the move. I don't really get a chance to be in front of the TV. I don't really get a chance to have my feed as active as I like it to. So I end up falling into podcasts to get my sports news, especially when I don't feel like listening to what's on the radio. But that's another subject for another day. But I'm a big fan of a lot of guys. I like Rich Eisen, Dave Damashek. I like the fantasy focus and what they do on the football. You know, the football today. I like what Peter King is doing with his podcast. And, you know, I'm loving the fact that ESPN even decided to give Michael Smith and Jemele Hill their own podcast, which leads me to what I'm trying to say. There is a lack of diversity when it comes to the podcast realm. And it's really nobody's fault. It just is what it is. You know, you got people that's talented. They do what they do, you know, and they're in the position they are for a lot of reasons. And like I said, there's nobody's fault. But I guess it's just time for somebody to just jump out there and just bring a little more flavor, a little more swag, you know, bring another perspective and a new voice. And that's what the Rundown is here for. This is my voice and your voice put together, and it's going to be something brand new and a lot more diverse, and to get everybody some relatable content. So how you feel about that, man?
Oh, me, I'm loving it. I'm ready to get it going. I'm ready to give the people what they want, what they need, man. Like, they need this. It's not something that's just, I don't feel like that we're just doing. You know what I'm saying? We're really giving people another outlet. And I think now is the time. But like you said, a lot of people don't listen to podcasts.
Right.
A lot of people don't even know what a podcast
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
I know it took me a minute, but when I was looking on my Apple iTunes, I'm like, what is this podcast thing over here? And then I finally clicked, and I'm like, oh, that's what
this
is.
And I've been telling you, bro, get on the podcast. I'm telling you what it's,
yeah, you know what
where
saying?
Good so, info at. Now what, I
so, man, that's where we're at. I'm trying to give it to them. Okay. Give them that good info.
Now, before we start talking this NFL playoffs, it's week six when we already talking playoffs. But we're going to...
That's the only thing.
We're going
to... That's everything everybody waiting for, man. The playoffs.
We got a reference... When we're doing this podcast, a few things. Now, some of you might be familiar with the website Deadspin, and it's a website that's sports-based content with no access. And that's really what you're getting right here, is a no-access type of podcast. You know, there's no former players, coaches, analysts, journalists, GMs, scouts, none of that. No kind of agenda, none of that. This is purely from the fans' perspective, from an educated point of view. You know, we get a little bit of time on the sports radio. I hear it down here. Yo, we just get the worst ones on. I can't lie. Sometimes we get some good guys in there, but there's not a lot of people that sound really good when they talk on the sports radio. And, we're going to kind of help. We're going to see if we can get some of these fans out there to be some featured fans. You know, because I feel like if your conversation is interesting enough, when you call me, I'm going to have you on this podcast talking with us, speaking on your point of view. Because, like I said, this is your podcast. So, I guess we could start off this conversation by talking about your Atlanta Falcons.
Whoa.
Now, what I meant by that is you got the playoffs really shaping up different with y'all falling from grace where y'all was preseason predicted to be probably at least in the wild card, if not winning the division.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it looks like y'all pretty much out of the playoff picture.
I don't believe so. I don't believe so for the simple fact that the teams that are taking our spot right now, they're going to have their day. They're going to have their judgment day. And now when I say teams that's taking our spot, I mean teams like the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean teams like, and I've told you this before, I'm not a strong believer in Colin Kaepernick, so I'm talking teams like San Francisco.
Mm.
Atlanta's on, to me, this is a well-needed buy for Atlanta.
I think that might be an understatement, but go ahead.
I think it's at the perfect time after that Geno.
I'm becoming a Geno fan.
I mean, I like him. I love him in the Jets, but they wasn't supposed to come into Atlanta and win. Point blank, period. And it was supposed to happen for Atlanta to have, like you said, championship goals. That wasn't supposed to happen. That was supposed to be the turnaround. I still think it's possible for us to turn around.
Now, as the subplot to that, how does Tony Gonzalez feel right now? He could have walked away last year, NFC championship. Now it's looking like they might not even make the playoffs again.
He signed a 2-year contract.
That doesn't mean he can't retire, though.
I'm not saying he can't, but he signed a 2-year contract. He can take another shot at it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying, me personally, I don't think that it's over with.
All right.
I still think we can still make a run at the wild card spot. The division, yeah, you can say that's sold up. But as far as a wild card spot,
I'll kind of give you that, because it's a few ways that you can see this coming out. I guess one scenario is like the NFC North bringing up anywhere from 2 to 3 teams, and then you have the NFC West bringing at least 2 teams. Because right now, we can concede that there's only one team coming out, the NFC East. Tell me we're agreement on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The East? Shouldn't be no team coming out of the NFC East. But the way the playoffs right. made, there's somebody going to come out the NFC East.
We got – and are you conceding the NFC South to the Saints?
Yeah, right now the NFC South is on.
Okay.
To the
All right, so we got two –
and I didn't even want to say that until after the Jets lost, because I was looking at the schedule and everything for the schedule, and I was like, "This still a way that when we play the Saints again,
y'all could have still been in it." Yeah, I give you that. Yeah, that was
it. Could have been for the division.
That was a great chance for y'all. If y'all were the one versus the Jets, that y'all could have been right back in it. But I really think that put a lot of dirt on y'all, and then this Julio injury really just kind of kicked the dirt on y'all.
Now, see, as far as the Julio injury, I'm not as worried as maybe the average fan is. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Roddy's still not healthy, man. He talking about missing a week after the bye week.
If that's what it takes, then do that for him to be healthy. Because, as you forget, we still do have Roddy White. We still do have Tony Gonzalez. We still do have Harry Douglas. And we still do have Matt Ryan. You know what I'm saying? Like, Matt Ryan is still going to do what he has to do, no matter who the ball is thrown to. So, of course, we're not going to have Julio, you know what I'm saying, the number one, the best receiver in the league right now.
As far as who's playing. What? Best receiver in the league, so over Calvin Johnson?
Right now. The first five weeks of this season. I'm talking about this season right here. You
and I still take Calvin Johnson over Julio.
Over Julio?
I mean, Calvin Johnson just missed one game. And, I mean, okay, so, all right, so you're saying the best receiver as far as straight performance, you're just not saying overall skills he's the best receiver. You're just saying over this season, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's what I was getting confused at what you were saying. All right.
No, I'm not saying he's the best receiver in the league. No. And what I'm saying is
he's
the first five games of the season.
Now,
Julio Jones,
let's get off the Falcons a little bit to say we're seeing the Saints have the South. They're going to be one team out of the East. I'm picking the Cowboys. Who you got?
Ah, bruh, I don't care. I don't know if it's bad to say that.
Bro, I think the Cowboys can get in the second round.
Because whatever team.
Yeah.
No. Because especially the Cowboys are not playing at home, and they're not going to be playing at home.
Well, they're going to be playing a first round game at home if they win the division. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like they could win one game in the playoffs, and Tony Romo will kind of look like a hero. And if everything shakes out, I mean, he's not going to beat Drew Brees or go to Seattle and win. He dead. that nigga dead. Huh?
Okay, but do you also think if Chicago can – All right, let's look at this thing. I think that all the teams that will have to go to Dallas to beat him, as far as San Francisco, Chicago, Green Bay, Detroit, and Atlanta. I think all those teams. And the only team that I say that Dallas will have a chance.
Well, I don't 100% agree with that, but we're not really going to talk about what's going to happen in the playoffs. We're going to just discuss who's getting in. So, let's see. Who do you have coming out the East, like I said? I got the Cowboys.
Philly? Philly come out the East. Yeah, I'm going to say Philly. It's 2-3. They're both 2-3, man. There's no dominance in that division. You better look at the schedule and see.
I say the Cowboys. I see the most consistency and the most talent as far as at the quarterback position being in Dallas. So, I say the best quarterback talent.
Okay. I guess you can say that. You can say that. As far as slinging this
right
thing,
I say Tony Romo is the best one, and I'm giving him the division this year.
Well, let's put it like this. We're going to see a lot more about that next week because they play each other next week. So next week we're going to see where it really ship out at.
Now, who do you have winning the West?
The West? It's got to be Seattle. Seattle has a strong hold on
them. They do. I agree with that.
But I was kind of worried last week when I seen them put pressure on Russell Wilson and how he reacted to the pressure. I was kind of shook up about that because, I figured Russell Westbrook could be able to handle that pressure.
He getting outside the pocket. He making moves, doing his dangerous, thing when he get late in the game. And one thing that I've noticed about the Seahawks is they're still lacking explosiveness on the outside. And I just can't wait for Percy Harvin to get back because I feel like that team can finally decide to go vertical if they really wanted to and let Russell Wilson sling that thing and really make a difference in the game. Because right now, man, he's throwing the ball maybe 20 times a game.
Yeah, he's not throwing the ball at all. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm worried with the Seahawks, because it's going to get to a point where we're going to have to see him sit back there and slaying that thing, just like Colin Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's way better than Kaepernick. But just like we've seen so far with Kaepernick, we got to sit back here and see him slaying.
Well, we're
going to
see
it ball.
Coming up. So, do you think the San Francisco 49ers will make the playoffs?
All right, well, in my notes, man, I have them making the playoffs. And the reason I have them making the playoffs, it's really a 50-50 thing, you know what I'm saying? I don't like them. I can't say I don't like them. I don't like Colin Kaepernick leading the team. So what I can say is they make the playoffs off of Detroit and Chicago's mistake. That's what I say. Because I say at the end of the day, I think that both of those teams are going to do
I'm not 100% behind that.
I feel like Detroit is going to fit. They're not going to make it to the playoffs. And I feel like the reason they're not going to make it to the playoffs is because they're secondary. They're in the same position almost as the Falcons. You know what I'm saying? Except for record-wise. Their offense, they have a good offense. You know what I'm saying? They need another receiver on the other side of Calvin Johnson.
Now,
they have a good offense.
This is
but
true.
Their defenses just don't have
I really think that it's just the fact that they won't have the coaching to get them to take that next step. I'm really starting to doubt what Jim Schwartz and that offensive mindset that they have, because they don't ever look creative, and as much talent and explosive talent that they have on the outside, in the middle, and it's like, how can you not find a guy to go next to Calvin Johnson? I mean, I know y'all really don't want to pay another guy, but you're going to have to pay somebody a little bit more money to say, okay, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to be a number two and I'm going to be a star. You know, we're going to do an Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt thing over here.
That's
all
they need.
But it's going to be tough because now you got a lot of money invested in Matthew Stafford, Calvin Johnson. They gave Reggie Bush a nice little chunk of change. So it's going to be hard for them to do it, but they're going to have to figure something out. But I'm almost to the point where I think it's probably going to be Chicago because of that same point. Like, I feel like they're going to make mistakes, be undisciplined, and Detroit will kick itself in the foot, which it hurts me to say that because as a child, my partial alliance is to the Lions. And it still is. I root for them every Sunday as long as they're not playing the Saints. And I really wish that they could just get it all the way together. They're so close to being a next level team, but they just not taking the steps. But I think Chicago will. I think Chicago by the middle of this season will get their feet underneath them and be playing a solid enough defense that, you know, they'll be getting their turnovers, you know, those pick sixes that they always get every year. They're going to be getting some of those, and I think that's going to put them in the playoffs this year. And they'll probably be, you know, Green Bay getting.
I also hope Ben Cutler don't choke.
I don't think Cutler's going to choke because I think he's finally happy. Like, whatever it is that coach is doing, like, you know, he had a baby last season, he got a new coach. He's taking responsibility for things. You know, he's not trying to choke the offensive lineman. You know what I'm saying? Dude feeling good.
We're gonna see.
So do we both agree that Green Bay is probably gonna win that division? Okay.
Yeah.
So we agree on all the division winners being Green Bay, New Orleans. Well, no, you said Philly. I say Dallas in the East. We both said Seattle. You're saying San Fran. And you're going to say Atlanta's getting in the wild card on the strength of the Bears and the Lions not living up.
That's how I feel. I feel the same way for San Fran. Now, don't get me wrong. If the Bears and the Lions live up, I don't see Atlanta getting in at all. I see possibly, most likely, it being San Fran. But at the again, we'll see how that shapes up when San Fran, when Atlanta okay. goes to play San Fran. I believe
well,
week 15.
That'll be a one a circle on the calendar. And
oh yeah, especially if Atlanta picks it up, that's gonna be a definite circle on the
Ooh.
Calendar.
Okay, yeah, week 15. Whoa, what a time. Y'all got to go out there to Candlestick?
Yeah, we got to go to Candlestick.
But, so you got Atlanta getting in. I really think Chicago can hold it down. And I don't know. I don't think San Fran might be in it this year. I don't think San Fran's gonna be in it. Like, you might call that one a bold prediction, like they should be, but something's telling me that they're just not going to be in it, and it's gonna.
And I feel the same way. I feel like they're just like Atlanta. Atlanta was supposed to be in it, they're not in it. But I feel like there's something about San Fran that I don't think they're gonna be able to turn around, and I think it's at that quarterback position because I'm not going to go where I heard the other week when I heard them say, oh, that's a completed pass. That's the first pass thrown by Colin Kaepernick since the first quarter. Bro, it was the middle of the third quarter. You know what I'm saying? It was the middle of the third quarter when I heard that. Like, I think that's where it's going to be at. Because when it's all said and done, Frank Gore, Michael James, Hunter, well, none of them are going
to
be able to carry them
all
the way
to see.
The
we are. We definitely. We definitely going.
I give you a side bet right now that Frank.
I don't think
there's
going
to
be no problem with his health, and because they have plenty of running backs over in that organization, they just keep him on deck. Frank Gore going to stay healthy, man. Don't worry about him. But I guess let's go ahead. We got to wrap this up. We don't want to hold y'all too long because this is the first episode. I wish we did have more time to really get into the AFC, talk a lot much more. But, you know, we're going to have to set the stage so y'all know what y'all getting into. But this is just a little taste. I'm hoping y'all enjoy, and I'm hoping you come back next week so we can give y'all some more of that sports talk. I look forward to seeing your feedback, your tweets. Just let me know how y'all like this and what y'all think about the direction we're going in. Anything you got to say to the people, man, before we go?
Yeah. Atlanta Falcons going to make the playoffs. Mark my words.
Yeah, like that. We out.